What's good, everybody? It's your boy Anonymous the Author, back with the Anonymous Author Podcast. Been gone for a while. Definitely felt like this was long overdue for everything that's going on in the world today. Coronavirus hit, just a whole bunch of things hit since I did my last episode. I appreciate you guys for staying with me. I appreciate you guys for putting up with the craziness. But yeah, I'm back. And today's just going to really be a catch-up episode, letting you guys know everything that's going on with me. Let me know what's going on. Let you know what's going on in my world. And yeah, I appreciate you guys for staying with me and staying tuned in to the podcast. So yeah, we got some great episode. We got some great stuff ahead. Going to keep positive energy, positive vibes, man. I'm definitely in a great mood despite everything that's going on out in the world. I hope you are too. I hope you guys are keeping positive energy and breathing life into each other, man. So yeah, without further ado, let's jump right into it. Let's jump right into these quotes. Yeah, back, baby. Let go. I believe that there will ultimately be a clash between the oppressed and those who do the oppressing. I believe that there will be a clash between those who want freedom, justice, and equality for everyone and those who want to continue the system of exploitation. Malcolm X. I think that's really a good quote, really appropriate for everything that's going on in the world today, especially with yesterday, the NBA playoffs. Two teams actually boycotted everything that's going on in Milwaukee with the young Jacob gentleman. And I think that quote is so true. He goes on to say that he does not believe that this struggle, this clash will actually be based on race. It'll just be based on those that are being oppressed. And I do feel like everything that's going on with police brutality affects not only African-American and minorities, but everyone as a whole, man. If power gets too crazy, it gets too crazy. Like, people just want to be loved and appreciated. Like, nobody wants to be gunned down or hurt, especially when you just want to live your life. I mean, even if you are guilty, even if you are what appears to be wrong in the situation, everybody just wants to be handled with care and handled with some kind of, hey, I can come back from this another day. You know what I mean? I mean, God rest his soul. Well, they said he's not dead. They said that he is paralyzed. He was shot 7 times, but that he did live. You know, that's always good. As long as you can live to fight another day, live to see another day, man, that's what it's all about. But I feel like there's this day and age, there's a lot been going on with protesting, with fighting the power, with pushing back against oppression. And man, I love it. Y'all know I'm Anarchy Anonymous. I'm all about people taking up from the bootstraps and just really just going all about it. Like, hey, this is what I demand. Kind of libertarian in a way, but not really. But just really about people doing what they feel is right and having their own rights and having their own powers. I do vote, obviously, but it's just a lot going on with people pushing back and fighting back against the power. And honestly, I don't have any ideas personally. Most of the ideas that I hear sound like positive things, sounds like things that could definitely go for a good change. But I really don't know the right answer to any of this. And that's what's so exciting and like powerful about what's going on right now, is that you don't have to have the answer personally, but the energy of the group will hopefully, you know, it's group thought in a way, as group think in a good way. And one of the few ways group think is in a good way is that it's not one person leading. It's the group's thoughts and ideas bubbling, like the best ideas and concepts bubbling forth. And I'm like, yo, that's how it should be. That's how government should be run, in my personal opinion. It shouldn't be people that are voted in, you know, for their whole life to 10, 20, 30 years. It should be, hey, this person has the best idea. Can we put this idea forward for the group? Because government is outdated, man. Everything takes so long for it to happen. Like, it's 2020. Marijuana as an idea is still not even legal or on the table at a federal level. And to me, that's ridiculous. All of the information that we have, all of the money that it could possibly bring in. I'm not saying that it has to be a law. I'm just saying that states should have the right to say yay or nay. Because right now it's still federally illegal. So a lot of these states are like, hey, we don't know what to do. If it shits the fan and they want to start tripping, they can start tripping. You know what I'm saying? They can come in here and shut this whole thing down. If they get a president that, you know, if Trump wins again or if Biden wins and he turns, because he's Biden's already Biden, man. Like I said, I will obviously say that I'm liberal. But I really don't consider myself a Democrat, man. It's just, I don't like Biden. I don't like Kamala. I don't like either one of them. Now, obviously, I don't like Donald Trump. But it's just like, we just keep getting this center. We just keep getting this center politics from the left, man. It's like the farthest left that we've really gone is AOC and Bernie, and that was Bernie's a senator, I believe, and yeah, they, man, they just do not, they just do not want to lean left in this country. I don't know what it is. There's always been this saying that there's no real Democrats in America because everything is either middle or right. We don't have universal health care. We don't really have a very robust unemployment programs here in America. We don't have a UBI or something to keep certain people afloat to pay back the people that that we honestly should, because you know poverty is serious. But hey, like I said, man, this is I'm not I don't want to get into politics that deeply in my personal thoughts on things as far as how the country should be run. I just think that, man, we're not very left here in America. We aren't. Like, we'll just have to leave the country to be like, okay, man, get some universal basic health care or something, man. I don't know. But I don't know. You look at the news, man, it's always left versus right. At the Republican National Convention, and the DNC just ended, I believe. And it's just on both sides. It's just, oh, it's just, it is prime time television. That's what I'll say. It is prime time television. That is the best way that I can explain it. Like, oh my goodness. It's really just the same coin on two different sides. They have very similar talking points. They go one after the other. Like it's just, I don't see how people can really sit there, watch it, and just really think like, okay, these are all original ideas. No one's ever thought of this before. Clearly, that the left or the right is the only way to go. This person who's speaking has the best ideas ever in the history. Oh, is someone else speaking now? Well, they have the best ideas ever in the history. Oh, someone else is now speaking? Well, then now their ideas are all that I care about in the world. It's like, come on. Like, people just, I don't even want to say. There is a certain sect that just, yeah, people that just don't care, and they're just like, whatever, man, whatever I get told is like, I'm fine with listening to that, and they're the enemy. I mean, it's a beautiful, I got to give it to them, man. It's a beautiful scheme. It's a beautiful idea. Like, yo, you want to play for our team because our team is right. We got this team. It reminds me of back in the day. I'm a fan of Le Burger King. You know, Le Burger. I'm a big fan of Burger King, and I'm gonna name drop here. Back in the day, there was a little movie, little vampire movie known as Twilight. I'm not sure if you guys are familiar with this 4-star movie here. You know, this high level, deep thinking. Right? I'm telling you, philosophers will come back and look at that movie and really say, there was some groundbreaking ideas here, but. One of the things that I remember from Twilight is that they ran a promotion with Burger King, and the commercial was Edward versus Jacob. It was the werewolf versus the vampire, and they're both heartthrobs. They're both what the story centers around. I mean, it's centered around the girl, but they're the two heartthrobs that all the girls want, and we all know women drive a lot of the sales of these type of movies. And the thing that I noticed, because it was in the news, it definitely was in the news about the stats about, what's going on in the movie, because it was like the number one movie in America, girls were all over it, was that Burger King had seen a ridiculous surge in sales because of the Edward and Jacob back and forth. And my thinking at the time, and over time really developed, was people love to battle. Not necessarily fight, like fight it out, but people love to feel like they're on part of a team that's going against someone else that's wrong. And that idea like festered in my head for a minute. And I was like, okay. And I couldn't, but over the years, it's really like people really love to have this team idea. Like Republicans and Democrats, like, hey man, I'm on this side, I'm right, they're not right, but they're trying to lead everybody in the country astray. So I've got to shout them down and cuss them out and let them know that they aren't anything, man, and they're less than. And it's like, you two were running the country. I mean, people, those are the only two groups that vote. I mean, really, Democrats and Republicans in this country as of currently. I mean, it is what it is. You can be altruistic, you can be virtuistic and think, hey man, we should have a third party, or we should have an independent party, or we should really have. So I should. I'm not disagreeing with that fact. I'm just currently as is, it's not the case. And I support anybody who chooses to vote independent, who decides not to vote on the left or the right, either way, but we all know what it is, man. Until we get some serious change in this country on how news and everything is delivered to people, as well as how politicians can advertise and reach people and donations and everything, it is what it is. But I mean, you have to, in order to know the rules of the game, you got to understand that you're in the game, that it's a game. I mean, that's the first step. And I definitely implore all the people that have the ideas and the concepts that can push the country forward and to lead us to definitely go out there, get your voice heard, make a YouTube, do anything you can, because man, do we need it. I mean, this 2020, I mean, I know when the country, like, I mean, we're run by, I mean, we're a capitalistic country in general. So, I mean, I'm not gonna, you know, there's nothing wrong with that. I mean, capitalism, hey man, you get richer, you get poor. I mean, it is what it is. But you would have thought that there would have been a little bit more evening out the playing field than it has been, man. Because, I mean, corporations still take a lion's share of the profits of everything. I mean, the workers don't get crap. I mean, it's like the CEOs get these huge, ridiculous bonuses, and the workers' benefits are just shite. That's the best way I can put it, man. It's just complete Garbino. But I don't know. Like I said, y'all know my candidate when he first came out was Andrew Yang. I actually still follow Andrew Yang, which is really cool of him to still be doing like politics and stuff. But yeah, y'all know he was my guy. Universal basic income. I thought that was something that would have been great for America to just get everybody just the same level of a starting point. Like everyone, rich, poor, everyone gets this money. So that, hey, when you get out, you are guaranteed. You're guaranteed at least a spot. You know what I mean? Like you get a starting spot in this economy, but no one cared. I mean, I literally, like, my man was out with like 9%. Like, no one cared. Like, I mean, I still follow Andrew. I still gonna vote for him if I get the chance to, but literally, no one cared. So, I mean, it is what it is. Oh, gosh. Sometimes you think you have a good idea, people just shoot it down. And it just brings levity to your life. Like, okay, all right, that's what we are. Thanks, America. You really put things into perspective for me. Oh, gosh. That's funny. Yeah. Anyway, guys, I want to touch on a couple of things. Been gone for a while. So, as I said earlier, I appreciate you guys for rocking with me. I've been quite busy. I started a YouTube page, at Anonymous Rap Guy on YouTube.com/@AnonymousRap. I mean, at Anonymous Rap Guy. Yeah, man, check me out on there. Got a little reaction channel, got my music and everything linked on there as well. Trying to become on my way to being monetized. Started the channel in February and going strong on there. That would have been the best way for you guys to keep in touch with me. You guys have been still following me. So yeah, youtube.com/anonymousrapguy, exactly how it sounds, all one word, anonymous rap guy. And that's what I've been doing. I've been trying to diversify streams of income. Y'all know I'm an independent artist. Y'all know I really don't have, I wasn't given a lot of people to, in a sense, like look up to or have guidance. The guy that I did have sense to help, they really reached out. Scandizzle, rest in peace. Scandal the Great, Scandal the Ruckus Man. He passed away, and I really haven't had any guidance as far as music insight. So I've really just been trying to get exposure, doing the best I can to just make my own fans, make my own way into music, into media, into that realm. And yeah, I've actually been seeing some positive results. I do hide my number of subscribers on YouTube, but I'm pretty close to getting the two checkpoints to being monetized. And I just want to thank you guys. Was actually a suggestion of someone on Twitter that actually asked me to. Actually, it wasn't Twitter. It was something else. Maybe it was Facebook or something that somebody had posted. Somebody posted on how to be monetized on YouTube, and it seemed really attainable. And me and them just had like a brief little conversation. Actually, I didn't even have a conversation. I just looked into the information that they posted, and definitely just was like, "Man, I'm gonna go for it." Like, why not? Like, why wouldn't I want to do it? And I think it's really increased my visibility across all my social media and all my across everything. Like, it hasn't been a huge jump. It's not like I've got millions and millions of subscribers, but you got a lot of people have been interacting with me. A lot of people have been commenting and, like I said, subscribing. We're getting really close. When I say we, I did formally, like I said, guys, a lot of stuff has been going on. I did formally apply to have my business an LLC, to have an LLC form under me to actually get the business started. So it's been an eventful couple of months. I've definitely been busy, definitely been trying to keep sane during all of this craziness that's going on with coronavirus, and definitely trying to diversify the opportunities that I have, because this stuff just really put some levity to the situation. Like, yo, you got to make the money you can while you can. I was literally just sitting here thinking, like, I got to work 20 years, and that's just to break even. Because I'm in the Midwest, so a lot of stuff is cheaper out here, and I love it out here. I honestly prefer it over the coast, but I'm just thinking, like, I got to work 20 years to invest just to barely break even to make a very minimum wage, even in retirement. So I've always had the passion of making music, and I always had the passion of being in media and being upfront. I've always liked attention. I've never shied away from it. So guys are kind of stuck with me for a while, especially if the positivity, the energy that y'all are feeding me keeps coming, man. I could definitely keep doing this. Definitely be a goober for a while. Definitely be in front of this mic for a while. So gonna try to definitely increase the amount of episodes of this that I am releasing. Right now, I'm gonna try to commit to one episode every 2 weeks. That's more than what I was doing. I was doing one a month, and I know you guys hated that. That felt like it took forever. Now I'm gonna try to do one episode every 2 weeks. And then eventually, if we start getting sponsorships, then we can kick it up to an episode a week, and I can even get my homie, my co-host, Phobator on here, and we can rock it out. But right now it's just me, and I'm totally fine with that. 30-minute episodes just to check in with you guys, just to keep everything updated, see what's going on in the world. And yeah, just check in. I've been missing you guys. This is my therapy right here, man. This is me venting. This is me getting a lot of stuff off my chest. And you guys are, y'all just don't know how much I appreciate it. So yeah, I appreciate y'all. Speed, covering by my bigger picture. No hard feats, I'm anonymous. Okay. All my honest shit. Dropping knowledge like bitches I've been in college. Let's go. They kind of fit, I'm real, little conglomerates. Problem solving with my knuckles on my sonic shit. Sonically, I kill whatever beat I'm getting. On a side note, on a complete side note, I need to apologize about last episode I did, and this was really one of the main reasons why I kind of stepped away from podcasting for a little bit, was because I really did not like the last podcast that I posted about business. It was way too serious, way too stern. I didn't like the way it sounded back. I still released it because I made the content and it was for you guys, and it was some stuff in there that I thought was useful, but just looking back on it, God, that was cringy. Oh man, that was top five cringe moments of my career, professional in a business or like music wise, man. That was horrible. I just want to let you guys know I'm definitely going to keep it light and easy around here, man, unless you guys ask for it specifically. I'll try to maybe get it on YouTube. YouTube, you can take a lot more time with it and have things a little bit more well thought out. But oh, that was cringy, man. That was top five cringe. I'm telling you, I did not like how serious I was sounding. I sounded like one of those guys in a suit with like the droopy faces that look like what's his name, Snoopy. That oh no, the dog, man, Bluto. I don't know the name, the dog's name. But with the saggy cheeks, like yeah, this is what we're gonna talk about today. And that's just how I felt listening to it back. And I just want to let you guys know I'm not going to be doing that anymore, man. I'm definitely going to be keeping it funky freestyle, definitely keeping it relaxed, positive energy, positive vibes. Going to be cracking some jokes because that was just, oh, that was horrible. Y'all know I'm all about energy. Y'all know I'm all about feeling the love, feeling the vibes. And I'm done with that. I'll never do that again. So, in light of that, in light of that, I just want to say that I have been working towards doing a little comedy set and doing a little bit of comedy writing. I've been pick watching a lot of comedians, picking up on tips, comedian podcasts, and like Joey Diaz and Joe Rogan, Tom Segura, and those guys, Bert Kreischer, Bill Burr, those guys, and just really listening to the ideas and insights that they have and just kind of taking it from there. Joey Diaz, he has this thing where he's like, yo, man, whatever you do, you wake up, you write, you grind, you get it out, and then you push forward and you do the same thing the next day. Like, no matter what you do, keep writing and you keep grinding. And it's really fed into my other stuff because I wake up, I try to write a little bit, like at least maybe an hour on comedy, maybe 30 minutes to an hour on a verse. Not back to back. I usually take, break it up like an hour, 30 minute break, and then another hour. And really, and I've been writing a book as well, man. I've just really been trying to write, really just been trying to create, really just been creating characters, really been creating stories, and just putting a pen to paper, like regardless of how goofy it sounds, just really thinking it out. And on those nights when I have a little sippy sip, make sure I got a notebook handy so I can sketch out some ideas and sketch out some really solid concepts that people might be able to relate to, or that might tell an interesting story from an interesting point of view. So I always enjoyed writing. Y'all know, y'all, if y'all hear from my, I don't know if y'all are here from the raps. I don't know if y'all are here just from the podcasting, or if y'all just happen to find me, but I am a writer that by trade. And I've just been really just trying to put pen to paper, not waste any more time. This year, next month, actually, I'll be turning 30. So, big milestone, woo woo, big 3-0. And I'm ready to kick it into high gear as far as working towards alternative goals outside of my 9 to 5. At the age of 30, I mean, like I say, I have no problem sitting in an office and sitting down and doing the work. But when you start seeing the numbers and you start saying, like, hey, I'm making, $20, $25 an hour and I'm 40 hours a week, and you get paid a couple of times doing music and you're like, yo, these things don't add up. They're not comparable. Like, you make a very good amount of money doing shows, and your show is like, you might have a set for an hour, hour and a half, maybe 2 hours at the high end, and you getting paid thousands. You work for 2 weeks straight, and then you get a, you might get 2, 3,000, and it's like, if I could have done 3 or 4 of those shows, I could have blown this out the water. That's only 3 or 4 days. So, and plus you have more content that, re-record. And it's just like, once you get into doing media and you start getting into it and you start seeing the flow of things and you start understanding, But your shout out to the people that I've had in my life along the way, the music journey that have really showed me how to set up certain things that so that down the road, if this does become more viable, let's say, as a main source of income for me, that I actually know ways to make it more profitable, as like getting shows and stuff, but and buying out venues and actually going on owning everything there and doing merch. And I mean, it's a really cool. I've learned a lot in the little time that I've been in the music, doing the music, and yeah. So yeah, definitely. Like I said, check out my music, man. At Anonymous Rap Guy, y'all know me all over social media. At Anonymous Rap Guy, Facebook, Twitter, IG. Y'all know I got my music posted. So check out the music, man. Check out the vibe. See where I'm coming from. Definitely a different kind of sound from how I'm talking. I would say my music is a little conspiratorial and paranoid and a little bit of, I want to be free type thing and fight the power, all of that wrapped in one. But on a podcast, I think I'm pretty chill. I think I'm pretty relaxed. I pr think I'm pretty level-headed. But I mean, that's my character. That's who I am when I rap. I'm anonymous, man. I'm Anarchy Anonymous. Y'all know. And if you don't, now you do. You feel me? So I just want to thank you guys, man. You guys really have kept me going through all this, especially throughout this coronavirus. A lot of people have been going just completely wacko and completely bonkers. And this podcast, my fans, I don't even want to say my fans, my following friends. Okay, that's corny as hell. But you guys have really, I got to come up with a name for y'all, man. Like Patrick Cloud has the Cloud Village. Kevin on stage has a stage crew, so I'm gonna have to think of a name for you guys that really embodies, like, yo, they're not just my fans, like, this is a family, this is a group of people that are really that I really owe a lot to. You guys have, I don't know, man, y'all know I'm antisocial in general. I don't like being around a whole bunch of people, so like, sometimes I just look at y'all messages and like I see what y'all be saying, and it really just boy going like. They really like me. Like, I mean, not like me, but they really relate to the content. Let me say that. I won't take it that far. Y'all really relate to the content, and y'all really enjoy what I'm creating. And as a creative, I mean, that's all you can ask for. That's all. That's the main thing you want, is that you want somebody to connect with your art, with your music, and to really just rock with you and really just be on the same page as you. And y'all are awesome, man. Y'all are freaking awesome. Don't ever change. I know I won't. Y'all know me. I'm stuck here. I'm stuck as me. I'm bullheaded. I'm a jerk. I'm just stuck in my own head a lot of the time. So that's good for podcasting, but not so good for my everyday life. Not so good. Yeah, you just sometimes you just really don't want that kind of energy. But I'm just glad it makes for a good show. I'm just glad you guys can enjoy me as me, and even though I'm a little buku crazy, y'all still put up with me, and I definitely enjoy that, and I definitely appreciate that. I don't ever want you guys to think that I don't, because Lord knows I do. Lord knows I do. But I'll be getting off here in a minute, and pretty soon. It's just another episode. Like I said, just checking in, just a little chit chat, just a little hey, howdy doody. I hope you guys are doing well out there. I hope you guys are staying sane. A lot of the time, a routine is the best thing. I actually wrote out a routine of mine. Like I said, I try to write every day. I try to work out just to try to keep some normalcy. Try to do a YouTube video a day, just to try to keep it up. Just try to stay loop of staying busy so you don't get too lost in the maze. It's helped me, so maybe you guys can come up with a routine. Nothing too extreme, nothing that takes up too much of your time. If you're not a big writer, just small little workout, push-ups, squats, deep breathing, meditating 10, 15 minutes. Just really basic stuff just to stay in the groove of things, because this quarantine stuff will drive you crazy, and then all the fallout from people. The protesting will drive you crazy, and the people fighting against the government will make you crazy. Like, it's just a bunch of stuff going on. So, just want to let you guys know that I appreciate y'all for keeping up with me. I appreciate y'all for being so freaking awesome. I appreciate y'all for keeping me sane during this time, man. I hope you guys are staying dope. I hope you guys are staying kind, but more importantly than anything else, hope you guys are staying yourself. Be true to you, and everything else will follow. That's what I've realized through all this. That's what I've realized through all this is just stay true to you. Don't buy into these fake ideologies that people try to sell you. Don't buy into all this, right or wrong, left or right, one or two. Don't let anyone force you into a decision that you really don't have to make. And that's just what I hate to see. I hate to see people being controlled by political parties. I hate people being controlled by like just things that have like racism from parents that haven't even experienced real life. Like people just have these ideas about everything. And a lot of times it's just formed from ignorance. And then they pass that ignorance down. This makes life harder for everybody, and people hold on to anger and rage, and they get so angry and mad that they forget that what they're angry and mad at, but they just hold that emotion because emotion is stronger than memory, man. It really is. So it's like you remember how you feel quicker than you remember how you actually dealt with the situation. Like, oh man, I was so mad. What'd you do, man? I can't even remember. I just remember I was mad as hell walking out of there. So where'd you go, man? I don't know. I just walked until I didn't feel mad no more. Like I snapped. I just saw red, and I just snapped. Like emotion is a strong feeling. You gotta respect that emotion, whether that's being true to yourself or whether that's you speaking your piece or whether that's you being you. But make sure that it's you and nobody else, man. Don't be controlled. This either or, that's what I was talking about earlier with the left or the right, the Democrats or the Republicans. It's like there's so many more options, and I feel like if there wasn't all this craziness in this country with the either or argument, either you're for this or you're against this, then it would just help so much. But this is where we are. I wish people didn't have to protest, man. That would be beautiful. I wish everybody could stay home during this, and we all go do our own separate thing, but it's too much injustice just to ignore it. I definitely stand with them. It's just crazy to see so many people are against fighting against people who are oppressing you. Like, I didn't know that so many people had a love affair with police in this country, but it is what it is. Police shouldn't be able to kill people, like not regardless of race, black, white, or other. And that's not to say that there are all bad cops. They're absolutely good cops. That would be ridiculous to say that all cops are evil and bad. The system is what the problem is. But I don't know. People just don't seem to get that. Like people are just pushing. People push it back against it oddly. Like no one's saying to kill cops. We're just saying, hey, let's change a few things. When they're talking about defunding it, I'm like, if you guys aren't familiar, I'm from Cincinnati, Ohio. They have this conversation every year about taking funds away from the police because they're just so cash strapped. People don't want to raise taxes, so they have to make cuts somewhere. And it's like police is usually the first place they take cuts from. And now that the police are not in the best light, they're taking funds away from them, and people are like having this big uproar. It's like it comes up every year, guys. This isn't anything new. This is what they've been doing and been fighting over. It's just that now that the media's got such an eye on it, people are really making a stink over it. But that's the fight that's been fought. They do it from the firefighters too. They do it from arts. They do it from everything. It's just the way the city works. But now the media's got it. Everybody cares and everybody's concerned, but no one ever was concerned before. I don't know. It's funny. It's funny the way the world is. But yeah, I'm about to sign on off of here. I appreciate you guys once again. I know I keep thanking you guys, but y'all mean the world to me in this craziness. Y'all in the world right now, in this craziness. Y'all are the world to me. But I wish y'all the best. Stay true. Stay real. Stay creative. I know I will. Follow me on my social media. Y'all want to stay tuned in with me. These will try to make these at least once every 2 weeks, maybe get them pre-recorded. But shout out to NBA. Shout out everybody that's fighting a good fight. Shout out all the lovers. Shout out all the fighters. Shout out all the good ones, man. And screw all the evildoers. on some Batman stuff. I appreciate y'all, man. I'll catch y'all next time. Be safe out there. I'm out. Anonymous the author. Anonymous Author Podcast. Another success, baby. Peace.